trying to kill himself, I'm afraid.
Overtime minute, operator.
I hope he slows down for his health.
Run things in California. I just want you to know that I never heard of it till I saw it in the paper, and I'm kind of a brown man myself.
Well, don't you concern yourself.
I'm not.
I'm a Johnson man from Italy, and you'll find it out between now and you'll find it out all the time you're dressed.
Well, they're going to try to divide us, but they'll never do it. And I saw a Los Angeles paper. Somebody out there mailed me, one of my boys, and said that this mayor was indicating that he was awfully close to Johnson and so on and so forth. And then I understood that they said that Paulie was awfully close to Johnson. He was going to be running the campaign. Well, I'm talking to the man that's going to run the campaign.
Well, thank you very much for those reassurances, and I can tell you they're unnecessary.
I know.
But one of these days, I'd like to...
We'll sit down the first time you get a chance to come east. When we get unsettled here, we'll be over this hump in another few days, or you can come up and we'll go into everything. I've got to tell you some bad news, though.
Oh, what's that?
We're going to have to close up our Navy Yard.
Which one?
San Francisco.
You are?
Yeah, and Philadelphia, and Boston, and New York. The Secretary of Defense says he'll give all those people another job. There won't be any unemployment. They'll have to go some other place, but some other defense establishment. But he cannot justify spending a dollar in those installations. So he got one in Fort Worth, Texas. He's got to close an Army Depot. He's got one in McClellan's district. He's got to close. He's got four or five in New York. He's got to close. So he brought a man and said, I'll give you two assurances last Friday. One is that everybody's employed will be given another job. Number two, you'll save $125 million. Number three, nobody can defend keeping them going under these circumstances. So I told him to hold up over the weekend, and I've tried to talk to John McCormick and to the Brooklyn Boys and the others, and they all...
Jack Shelley?
No, I haven't. No.
I ask, I have a call from him on the other phone. He's probably calling me about it. The new mayor.
Probably is. Now, you've got two out there, really, haven't you? You got one in Mare Island?
You got one in Mare Island.
One in San Francisco.
And one in San Francisco, that's
yeah.
Right.
Now, what he says is, Pat, he says it's just like making too many bombs. We just got more than we got any use for, and this is just pouring $125 million taxpayers' money down a drain that oughtn't to go down it, and I'm not in a position when the Joint Chiefs and Secretary of Defense tell me something like this to debate with them. I know it's not good from a political standpoint. On the other hand, if I turned them down, it'd be worse from a political standpoint.
Well, let me tell you this. I understand it exactly. I'll tell you what I think we do have to do, though. There were so many things that we really do need. You can't keep a boondoggle going.
That's exactly right. That's right. What we've got to do, Pat, we've got to take this money that we save on things like that and put them in our missiles and put them in our space and put them in our widow women and education and things like that. And the only way we can do it is cut down the things that we are not using and take that money and put in the things that... unfilled needs.
Well, you take, for example, in California and Arizona and Nevada, you have this great water project, this regional water program of the Secretary Udall.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, the money you're closing down, this would go into an investment for the future.
Yeah.
Where there'd be money coming out of it. But rather than take your time over the telephone, I had a call from Dick Berlin, and he told me he wanted me to meet... Your friend Ed Weisel, is that his name?
Yeah, Eddie Weisel.
Eddie Weisel.
Yeah.
And I'll be back there around the 7th of January.
Good.
I'd like to drop in and see you.
Wonderful. Well, you
talk about the relationship of the states to the federal government and some of the places where we can go. But you cannot, and political or otherwise, you cannot sustain these yards that are no longer...
Outlived their usefulness. It's just like making 22 targets in a day of the missile, you know.
Well, but I'd like to get a little feel in this thing so I can kind of soften the blow. This
yeah.
would be a real blow to San Francisco,
yeah.
of course.
Yeah.
And but of course that naval yard is out there in a place that has fabulous real estate value, and it can be redeveloped in some way. Now, they told us about Benicia. when they closed that up, the ammunition depot, and we were able to move in and really make the property more valuable. And we did the same thing in San Francisco.
Well, you know, the main thing I want to tell you, I just passing now, I thought I'd tell you what I was talking to, but the main thing I want to tell you is that there's nobody going to be ahead of Brown, California, period.
Thank you very much. You'll never regret it, I promise you.
Give me my love.
See you later.
My kinfolks to come to see me, and you bring her with you.
Thank you, I will.
Bye.
Goodbye.